evening of the morning rare. The help we found out, I don't know how. We know they tried to lock us up that night, and we were ready for a fight. Terry came on to the air and team. He said the people waiting for a scene. Down at the Blackboard they were there in force, and he was right of course. Give me some
OG, OG.
Giving it all to chat. He used to give us some
OG, OG.
Now what do you think?
This is Matt.
This is Josh, episode number 69, right, Matt?
How's it going?
Sorry about that. Good, how are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just doing some work. It's good to see you. I haven't. What
kind of work?
Just my regular job stuff.
You're a good man.
We started the show off with a Cox Bar song, Argy Bargy, classic. They have a new album coming out sometime soon. I'll pick that up for sure.
Are we still friends?
I don't know. I think there's somebody knocking on my door. There's no way I'm getting out. I'm home alone.
How old are you?
For 39. I'm home alone. I'm scared. Have you gotten any new records or anything lately?
Remember when you thought Home Alone 2 was a documentary and you wouldn't go to New York?
Yeah, that freaked me out for a long time. Hey, I got a new, I picked up the new CJ Ramone album, American Beauty. You want to hear a song off it?
Yeah, I do.
That's four trips across the continent in just about 60 shows. There's 10 million ladies waiting, each as pretty as a rose. Steady as she goes. Steady as she goes, boys. Steady as she goes, she goes. Steady,
Hey, we're back.
Yes, sir.
What you just asked me if I had bought any new records. The answer, though, is no, I haven't bought a new record in a very long time.
Why?
I just haven't been buying records. I don't know. I've been like just focusing on recording and playing music. I want to. I just haven't done it. Have you gotten anything?
I got that new CJ Ramon. I got the new album from Western Addiction. They're another band on Fat. I can't think of anything.
PHAT?
Else. No. I can't think of anything else right now. I got some used stuff from Luke's record, pop-up record shop called Premium Sound. That's here in Charlotte, North Carolina. He does a pop-up record shop around town. So I did a trade with him where I probably gave him like, I don't know, 25 records or something, and he gave me a bunch of credit. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I got some stuff from him. He has a Dokken album that he's holding for me that I keep forgetting to get.
Which one?
Tooth and
Under
Nail.
Locking. Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's breaking cool. The chains that bind you. I thought that, I thought they were getting back together.
I thought they were just for Japan, though.
Ricky texted us, frantically that they were back together and they were touring Japan.
I actually read that article, but I think that's all they would do. Did that not happen?
I don't know. Been a little too busy to keep up with Dokken right now, okay?
Doesn't seem like it. Man. Do you listen to Dokken alone?
Alone?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Or is it more date music?
It's kind of first date music, I guess. So you just moved into a new house in Lawrence a few months ago. How is it living up there as opposed to Kansas City?
It's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
When's the last time you lived in Lawrence?
2006 or 7, I think.
Damn, it was that long ago?
Yeah. Crazy. Maybe 7, maybe 8. I don't know. I don't keep track of like stuff like that.
Cool. So you've been playing some shows with your band?
Yeah, we've been playing a little bit out and doing a few more coming up and playing a show at that Hip Shot Killer April 22nd and doing the middle of the Matt Fest.
Where is the show with Hip Shot Killer?
The Brick.
How's the Brick's the same. How's the new record bar in Kansas City?
It's cool. It's big. It's really loud. I like it. It's cool. A good mid-sized venue.
Nice. Well, you want to play a song?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song by the Leopards called Psychedelic Boy. It's about you, man.
Okay.
He wears a paisley tie and a polka dotted shirt. His psychedelic girl wears a paisley mini skirt. And in the night, they go to clubs and see their favorite bands. Sometimes they even dance. His girl comes over and they watch Batman on TV. They check the weekly for a film that they can see. They get dressed up and they go out and see the late show of Quadrophenia. He's a psychedelic boy in a psychedelic world. A psychedelic boy with a psychedelic girl in the psychedelic world. He goes to check the scene out on Melrose Avenue. He hits the clothing stores to find something that is new. He looks at shirts and tries on pants and buys a brand new suit and a pair of beetle boots. He's a psychedelic boy in a psychedelic. He plunders, for he's an active activist, a pacifying pacifist, modern humanist going on his way. He's a psychedelic boy in a psychedelic world,
psychedelic boy with a psychedelic girl in a psychedelic
off their second record. Do you believe in magic?
And then I played a song.
No,
by,
do you believe in magic?
Then I played a song by Crazy in the Brains called Ice Cream. They're from New Jersey. Like them a lot. Good stuff.
Ice Cream Man. It's a good song. Have you eaten anywhere good lately? Any chain restaurants, Matt?
Let me think here. Taco Bell. None of the class.
I said chain restaurants. That not is a local chain like mom.
Oh, not really? Local mom and pop Mexican places.
yeah.
No, I haven't been to Chili's in a while. I haven't been to RL.
So my so I have this story. I hung out with my dad yesterday, and he said like, so he's moving, so like, people just want to take him out before he like leaves Illinois. So someone was like, "Where do you want to go?" And he was like, there was a Friday night and he didn't care. So I think I was like Chili's and they went and he told me he ordered a burger and one beer and the other guy did the same thing and it was $79 bill.
Way.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's a lot.
When I went there recently and I walked out as they were putting the meal on the table.
Why?
The service was so bad. There was four people, a family that were sitting down and they waited so long that they got up and left. This was like an hour and a half later. And the guy brought out their meal with no one sitting at the table. And he put each plate down and looked around and goes, "Well, I guess they all went to the bathroom."
With those people. You got to be there 3-4 days a week before they're going to treat you like family, like me, you know?
But I mean, more it's just like most family go together to the bathroom, right?
Men and women, you mean?
Just all everyone. It's
at
like
the same time, when you're usually.
At, yeah. Okay. What about what's that story with Joe's Crab Shack? Do you remember? Was it Mike? Who was involved with that story?
It was Mike, my brother. There was one summer when we were in high school, and Mike refused to get a job for some reason. So my mom would just yell at him all day, every day. And
what would he be doing, like, as she was yelling at him?
Probably just sitting on the couch watching TV. But
like, what was he watching?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Baywatch, 90210.
Probably stuff like that. But a new Joe's Crab Shack opened the next town over. My mom was obsessed with him getting a job there. And you're going over to Joe's Crab Shack today. And God, that hurt my throat. But it was like a running joke for years and years that we always just talked about Joe's Crab Shack.
Celebrate back to school at Joe's Crab Shack, where right now, kids eat free. Go ahead and take a moment to stop and drop it like it's hot. After all, at Joe's, we've been known to do a little celebrating ourselves. So hurry to Joe's Crab Shack, because now through September, kids eat free.
Did he ever get the job?
No. I don't think he even got a job that whole summer.
What about now? Is he still thinking about it?
He's in their training program. You're going to Joe's Crab Shack. Sorry.
Wow.
Mother. So, hey, are you excited for the anniversary tour in June? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, are you excited?
Yeah, but you talk about it.
Well, we're going out on tour for how many days? Five? Six?
I think it's six shows in 8 days.
On the West Coast.
I'm from the West Coast.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be cool. Are you ready to get back into it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
what was it like doing merch on the East Coast?
I went on tour with your old band for your reunion tour. I'm just catching the listeners up real quick in September. I think that was 10 shows and 10 nights, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. It was fun. You guys were really busy as far as selling merchandise, so I was always really busy, but I think this tour is, it's in June, and it's Phoenix, San Diego, LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So nothing in between some of those places, so I guess they're just going
to be... I bet it'll be more laid back.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet it will be.
Why?
I don't know. It's the West Coast.
I've never been to the Troubadour before.
Oh, sweet.
I'm excited to go in there, and I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited for every spot. You know,
check out some Guns N' Roses photos.
Yeah, and I haven't been to San Francisco since 2006.
What do you want to do in LA?
I don't know. It depends on how much time we have.
Yeah, I mean, it probably depends on how much time we have, right?
And then I've never been to Portland before. Is it cool?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, where's the Goonies house? We should go check that out.
That's, Astoria, Oregon, so maybe it's on the way.
That'd be cool.
I'd also like to check out the town from Stand By Me. That's in Oregon, too.
Oh, yeah.
I
wonder where that bridge is, that train.
I think they filmed the whole movie in Oregon.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But mostly I'm just looking forward to spending time with you on the road.
Serious?
No. All right. Let's get into another set of songs. What are you in the mood for? How about we listen to an oldies song? Is that cool?
Yeah, something like, you know, a little Hoobastank, whatever. Let's get a little retro.
Yeah. be with you tonight. life to get. Bills in the mail, I'm a funky guy. I got funky bones, I'm a funky guy. My name is Didi Ramone. Well, alright, I'm a funky guy. Well, alright, I'm a funky guy.
We're back again, Matt and Josh, Orphan Radio 81.
1981.
Had a long talk about Joe's Crab Shack. Have you ever actually eaten at that place?
Yeah. It's got nothing on Red Lobster.
Red Lobster's amazing. I don't care what anybody says. All right, that first song there was Nolan Strong and the Diablos, If I Could Be With You Tonight, and then you followed it up with a real classic.
Didi Ramone, Funky Man.
Funky.
He sounds like Dracula on like most of his songs, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. You know what we should do? We should play a Chuck Berry song.
Okay.
I'll play one and then you play one. You want to do that?
I'm going to give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Baby, I'ma see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Well, she gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30 days. And I talked to the judge in private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They won't put a cross charge again you. And that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I won't see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I won't see that you'll be back home in 30 days. Yeah, we're gonna put a cross charge again you. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you'll be back home in 30
la vie, c'est des hauts fonds. C'est cool to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks, cool to show you never can tell. Truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, c'est the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
You're not supposed to interrupt me before I start.
Siri.
So we're back. A couple Chuck Berry songs there. He died a couple weeks ago. Chuck Barris died the same week, I think. It's weird.
Which one was more influential on rock and roll, do you think?
Chuck Barris. So you're in a new kind of side band. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. It's called Radar State. It's with Matt and Jim from the Get Up Kids and Adam from the Gadgets and Architects. Mm-hmm. What
I said. Mm-hmm. Mm.
We're putting out a 7-inch in the summer and just kind of getting it going right now.
Nice. Do you think you're gonna play some shows around Kansas City area?
Yeah, we're planning on playing a couple shows. I think in June. We're kind of figuring that out right now.
How do you describe it? I've heard it, but for people who are listening.
Huba meets, like, Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
You guys are going to do well with this.
I don't know. It's just, like, everyone's influences are a little bit different, but, like, the idea was to sort of just be, like, fast rock and roll punk rock style songs.
Nice. Has it been fun?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's I'm really excited about it and making a full record.
Nice. Cool. So you're recording it in Kansas City at Element?
Well, we recorded three songs. Those ones will come out on the 7-inch, and then we're just like every week we practice on Mondays, and every like Jim and Matt and me all bring in a new song and then we just work on it from there. So trying to figure out a label and get a full-length record together.
Cool. What about Berwanger stuff?
I just finished a whole new record, and it's getting mixed right now, so hoping it'll come out in the fall.
You guys played in a very exotic location last week in Wichita. How was that?
Very exotic. And then we even moved to a more exotic location, the P&L.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Tell people what the P&L is first.
Well, Kansas City opened up the Sprint Center, which is where, like, all the big bands go. Like, for instance, tonight Radiohead's playing there, and then Garth Brooks is playing there, and they have basketball games and stuff there. And
they were trying to get a major league either hockey or basketball, but it just didn't happen.
No. Yeah. And it never will. And so across the street, they opened a place called the P&L, which is
Power and Light.
Okay. And, but it's like corporate places, you know, in like one with an outside part where you can drink and stuff. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of aimed at
douchebags,
older suburban types. And I don't know, man.
I feel like there's one of those in every city now.
Kind yeah.
of, like a complex, you know, like that.
Like, if you walked in there and you looked different than someone who went to a fraternity, you might get made fun of.
So what happened when you went in there?
I actually, not this time, but the time before that, I went in there and, like, I almost got beat up. And I wasn't doing anything.
Who'd you almost get beat up by?
Some dude. Like, he was mad that it was like everything was closing and it was cold outside, so I put my hood on and he was mad I had my hood up.
Why the fuck did you have your hood on?
It was a mistake. I've learned from it and I've cut all the hoods off all my hoodies.
Cool. All right. Well, wait, so you played a show at the Power and Light. How was it?
It was good. It was cool. It was actually fun. It was early. People were there. They had a good time.
Was it part of some kind of festival or something?
It was part of the 95.7 The Buzz.
Do you have a name for your new Berwanger album?
Yeah, it's called The Star Invaders.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, it's kind of it's different than the last two records.
Cool.
It's probably like the most like I've ever opened up in a record. It's somewhat a concept record in certain ways.
So it's all recorded?
It's all done. It's just getting mixed now, and then I'll have to get mastered, and the artwork's done. And
cool. Well, that's good. Sounds like you're keeping busy. Why don't you pick another song to play?
Okay. We're going to pick a song by Rick Gordon called Rock and Roll Lady.
Can I play a country song after that?
Like newer country?
No.
No?
What the hell's going on here? You already took Phoebe away from me. And now you're taking Steffi? Well, that's not gonna happen, Rick. It's not gonna happen.
Someone like you, 'cause baby, you really rock. I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her heart was filled with laughter when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth is Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Then I got myself a factory job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Yet every night when I came home with every muscle sore, she would drag me through the streets of Baltimore. Well, I did my best to bring her back to what she used to be, but I soon learned she loved those bright lights much more than she loved me. Now I'm a-going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Yes, my baby walks the streets of Baltimore.
All right, that was Rick Gordon with Rock and Roll Lady off the Just Can't Get Enough EP.
Yeah, what's up with him?
I think he was a Kansas City dude from the like late 70s, maybe? Something like that. Benji introduced him to me.
Nice.
So,
was he
cool.
On Titan?
No, I don't know exactly what his story is, but I know they still have the original record that you can still buy for like $10 or something if you just Google his name and the name of the song.
That's a cool song.
You're a cool man, though.
And then I God damn it. I followed it up with Bobby Bear, Streets of Baltimore. Whew. Barely got that one.
Do you know I was playing? Did I tell you I was playing a show in Nashville one time, and it was like this big building that had like multiple like venues inside of it? And I got done playing, and I was like, there, I saw this like kind of line going in. I was like, what's going on over there? And the dude was like, oh, Bobby Bear's playing. Bobby Bear Jr.'s playing, but his dad's going to play a secret set right before it.
Did you get to see it?
I ran in, and like right as there weren't really that many people there, and he was going into Detroit City. You know that song?
Yeah, I love that song.
It was so good.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
About 3 years ago, maybe.
Because I had a Bobby Bear thing too at the airport. Did I tell you that?
No, what?
Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. I'm trying to remember what airport I was in, but I was going to visit my parents in Florida, and these two like younger guys had all these guitar cases, and an older guy walked by and they were carrying all his stuff. And like one of them sat down next to me and I asked who it was, and he said Bobby Bear.
Oh, that's what you say.
I said, is he going to be playing at Joe's Crab Shack tonight?
Was he?
Yeah, it was a good show. I got there right as I was going into Detroit City.
Oh, weird. I didn't actually tell you this, though. The venue that had like a bunch of different places in it, it was Joe's Crab Shack.
Where?
When I saw him.
Oh, you saw him at a Joe's Crab Shack too?
Yeah.
Was my brother working?
He got me in.
He's a good man. Hey, he's a good man. Ask me if
he also got me a pair of sweatpants.
We actually, Mike and I went to Hooters not too long ago, and he spent like $40 on merch.
Okay.
Are you going to any shows anytime soon besides Middle of the Map when you're playing and stuff? But actually, who's playing Middle of the Map?
Are you going to any shows?
Just answer my question.
God. Who's playing? I don't know.
This is fucking painful.
I think it's... I don't know who's playing. I have no idea.
But it's kind of a big fest now in Kansas City, right?
Middle of the Map Fest. Yes.
Look it up. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, hold on.
I'm going to a show.
All right, you... Shut up. What are you going to see?
X.
Where are you going to see it?
They're playing like literally like 6 blocks from my house. So I can walk down there.
That's cool, man. I have never seen them. I wonder if they're playing here.
They are. They're playing at Knuckleheads.
Really?
Like a couple days before they play here in May. Because I just happened to randomly look at their tour dates today. They're playing in Kansas City. And then a few nights later, they play here in Charlotte.
Man, that's awesome.
Let's play the next song.
Okay, cool.
I'm super excited to see him. I've never seen him either.
You got a sterilized hypo. To shoot a sex machine drug. It got 24 hours.
We're back. We just played a couple X songs. They're playing here in Charlotte May 8th. I'm very excited. You should go see him in Kansas City, too. I've never been to Knuckleheads. Have you?
I went and saw Tom Kiefer there, but I've told that story before on Orphan Radio.
Yeah, I remember. They get some good stuff out there.
Yeah. It's,
Knuckleheads. Yeah. Okay. Did you find out who's playing Middle of the Map Fest?
De La Soul.
Okay.
Jason Isbell, Talib Kweli, okay. Harmar Superstar.
Okay.
I don't know. Hoobastank, early Offspring lineup.
All right, enough of that. Hey, tell me about that new Van Halen book you told me you read recently.
It's called Van Halen Rising. It's it basically just like starts at the beginning. It sort of gets into later stuff, like when they kind of towards the end is like when they're opening for Black Sabbath and stuff, but most of the book is just talking about
days.
Yeah, and like how Alex and Eddie started playing, coming over to America, their dad being a jazz musician, David Lee Roth band, and how like David Lee Roth just like so hard wanted to join Van Halen, but the Van Halen brothers didn't like him, and them competing in two rival bands, and like it's kind of like watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I mean, just like it really takes you back to like. I don't know. I guess if you didn't live in, we didn't live that like in that era. But I mean, it like really puts you, it makes you feel like
there.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I think like it's great. It's a great book. It's called Van Halen Rising. Like how a Southern California backyard party band saved heavy metal.
Nice.
But it just like they played like. All the time. And, you know, so you talk about like people being in like the right spot at the right time. And they were just always in every spot, it seemed like. And they were always constantly working really hard. But it's really cool hearing some of those old stories. The author dude, I think he's from like Norman or he's from somewhere in Oklahoma, maybe Tulsa. He just did a great job interviewing different people and telling like a really good story of it all.
Nice. I want to read that.
Referencing a lot of other books and stuff as well.
Cool. Very, very cool.
But, oh yeah, we should play Christine 16 by Kiss because there's a part in the book where some of the Runaways are trying to get Gene Simmons. He wanted to become a producer and he wanted to like kind of start signing bands to a label himself. And George Lynch's band, and he was going to go see them, but the two girls in Runaways were like, no, you got to see Van Halen. And so George Lynch's band opens the show and he was like, really likes it. And he's talking to them backstage and all of a sudden Van Halen starts up and he's like, hold on guys. And then he goes out and watches Van Halen's like, okay, I got to sign these dudes. Well, one of the funny things is no one had seen Kiss with their makeup off before. So when they walked backstage, they're like, hey, we're from Kiss. And everyone's like, oh, no, you're or what? Like, they can't tell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Gene Simmons got Eddie Van Halen to play on some early Kiss demos for Love Gun. And Christine 16 was one of them. And the producer dude who was producing it, I don't know if it was Ted Templeman. I'm not sure who it was. But he's like, the guy says in the book, he's like, to this day, that's the exact take from the demo session. Like, that's it. That's not Ace Frehley. It's Eddie Van Halen playing.
Whoa. Want to hear it?
Yep.
Back one last time, Matt and Josh, Orphan Radio number 81. Today is April 5th. I'll be seeing you on June 2nd. How excited are you?
How excited are you?
I'm excited. I love being...
With me?
No, I love being like out on the open road, especially places I've never been before.
We need to visit some places on the drive down there.
Definitely. Billy the Kid stuff?
I would love to, because I didn't get to do it last time.
Yeah, I've stopped there once in New Mexico, but I didn't get to see everything. I went to his grave, but I want to go to like the jail, like courthouse where he was kept prisoner. We'll do some research. We got a couple months to figure it out.
Okay, then, cool.
After the tour, everybody is flying home from the West Coast, and then it's just you and me in the van for 3 or 4 days back from Oregon back to Kansas, correct?
Yeah, we should hit a Joe's Crab Shack.
I actually might fly home now, too, so you might be on your own.
Why?
All right, let's wrap it up. We can talk about that later. I'm going to play a song by a band called Acid Dad that I like a lot. They're from New York. Do you want to... the song's called New York City. Don't Get Taken. What do you want to play? You got one more shot.
The hard-ons. Think About You.
Okay. And I'm going to tack one extra song on the end just for fun, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll see you soon. Bye.
Okay, man.
Oh, Trying to get the workers out the way of the train.